Good afternoon. In today's episode, we will discuss about how to set up a fund in ADGM. The financial services industry is growing at a rapid pace in the region. The Abu Dhabi Global Market, or ADGM, is the world's newest international financial center. The quality of ADGM's independent regulator, the prevailing common law framework, excellent infrastructure and tax efficiencies make it the perfect base to take advantage of the rapidly growing demand for financial and business services in Abu Dhabi and the Greater MENA region. The ADGM pioneered the FinTech Abu Dhabi Summit, attended by over 500 global financial technology, fintech, personalities, and has launched a series of collaborations with different companies such as Temenos, Al Ansari, and MasterCard to help forward its fintech initiative. Let's have a closer look at the ADGM first. The Abu Dhabi Global Market is an international financial center for local, regional and international institutions, established in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates, and operational from 2015. It has been voted the Financial Center of the Year, MENA, and has continuously brought out innovative solutions for the growing financial services market in the region. ADGM has three independent authorities: the Registration Authority, the Financial Services Regulatory Authority, FSRA, and ADGM Ports. ADGM entities are established under common law. Whereas other jurisdictions codify the English common law, the ADGM has adopted it completely in its original form. This is implemented to help facilitate ease of doing business for foreign investors, a first in the region. Clients who wish to cater primarily to the Abu Dhabi market, sovereign wealth funds and Abu Dhabi family offices may consider setting up in the ADGM. Some other specific advantages of setting up in the ADGM include 100% foreign ownership, zero tax for 50 years, a risk-based regulatory approach, and a world-class ecosystem of regional and international law and auditing firms, and other professional service providers, such as Tenleaves. Well, let's now dive right into the topic for today: establishing a fund in ADGM. To establish a fund, one needs a fund manager. Now, this is usually a domestically set up and authorized firm, whose license has to be processed before one can progress to setting up a fund. Firms interested in managing funds from the ADGM are required to submit applications to the Financial Services Regulatory Authority, or FSRA. The FSRA has a fast-track process for fund manager licenses, which come under Category 3C. The fund manager, if approved, can manage domestic professional, that is, exempt and qualified investor funds, and foreign funds in other jurisdictions as well. In case the firm wishes to also engage in discretionary portfolio management services, it has to go through a full-fledged license process. Exempt funds are open only to professional clients. They have a minimum subscription of $50,000, and units are offered to persons only by way of private placement. Qualified investor funds are also open only to professional clients, but have a minimum subscription of $500,000, and here too, units are offered to persons only by way of a private placement. How much capital would one require? The base capital requirement for a Category 3C fund manager is $50,000 if it manages exempt, F, or qualified investor funds, QIF. Actual capital required will depend on the nature, quantum of business and forecasted annual expenditure, as per the financial model of the proposed firm. Capital waivers may be available to the ADGM branch of a regulated financial institution having its head office in a recognized regulatory jurisdiction. Actually, there are three components of capital: base capital, risk-based capital and expense-based capital. The higher of the three is said to be the capital requirement. These figures are calculated using the financial models that we make for the regulatory business plan during the application process, and so are mostly unique to the company that applies for the license. In general, for fund management firms, expense-based capital is 1352nd the projected annual expenses of the firm. Calculation of capital is a detailed process and involves many factors. We recommend that you contact us for more details on the application process and capital calculations. Let's now have a look at the authorizations process. The FSRA application process commences with formal introductions to the FSRA team. Following the introductory call, a short-form regulatory business plan, RBP, is prepared, along with financial projections, for a quick review by the regulator. The comments of the regulator are incorporated into the RBP, and a comprehensive application is compiled, comprising policies, processes and other related documentation. The KYC and associated forms of all key individuals are also prepared for submissions. The formal application is then sent across to the FSRA, who reviews the PAC over a period of 7 to 10 business days, and then accepts it. The detailed review process then commences, and this can take anywhere between 4 to 6 weeks to complete. The regulator maintains communication with the applicant at all times during the review, reverting with an initial review 2 weeks into the application, and then follow-up reviews thereafter. The FSRA also meets with the SEO, FO and CO/MLRO designates, and conducts a detailed interview with them. An in-principle approval is issued in case the application is successful. The applicant then proceeds to satisfy the in-principle conditions, and this involves the setting up of a legal structure, opening a bank account, and depositing the share capital in the account. Other tasks include finalization of auditors and obtaining professional indemnity insurance for the firm. Once done, a final submission is made to the FSRA, following which the regulator issues the financial service permissions and the process is then complete. The firm is now open for business. What about the fund? The application to establish one, or many, funds can be made once the fund manager is licensed. The FSRA would require the fund documentation, the private placement memorandum, PPM, and the fund constitution to be available, and confirmations from the fund manager on the various service providers that are required to operate and manage the fund. These include custodians, fund administrators, legal consultancies and banks. The FSRA has a quick review of the submission and issues an approval, following which the legal structure of the fund is established with the ADGM Registration Authority. The final step is opening an account for the fund with a bank. Once done, the fund is able to accept investor subscriptions. So how much does this all cost? Generally, there are two components of FSRA fees. One, an application processing fee, and the other, an annual licensing fee. In this case, the application fee is $5,000 per activity, and the annual license fee is also $5,000 per activity. The RA helps to set up the legal structure of ADGM-regulated firms. The first year costs come in at $14,500, with subsequent renewals around $13,000. Every entity registered in ADGM is required to lease a physical office. You can choose from business center options, or physical spaces within ADGM. Prices vary, depending on the space availed and the building. Rentals start at $15,000 per annum. So, how can we at 10 Leaves help you? We provide turnkey services for Category 3 CDFC Fund Manager License. From fintech consulting, to assistance in authorizations, to assistance in preparation of the legal documentation, 10 Leaves helps you navigate the DFSA rulebook and submit an application that is comprehensive, complete and compliant. Our services include assistance in reviewing the business model and advice on the applicable regulatory framework, preparation of the regulatory business plan and comprehensive financial projections, preparation of all policies, processes and manuals required, provision of outsourced compliance officer and outsourced finance officer services, finalizing the legal structure, including holding company setup and customization of memorandums, and finalization of lease space, bank account opening and obtaining financial services permissions. A lot of our fund clients are startups, where experienced fund managers set up their own shop. In these cases, we also assist such teams with corporate and commercial documentation, including fund documentation, through our legal consultancy, 10 Leaves Legibility. We assist in the drafting of fund private placement memorandums, fund constitution, investment management agreements, subscription agreements, founder agreements, shareholder agreements, investor agreements and client/supplier/distributor agreements. We also provide services in Luxembourg, Saudi Arabia, and Mauritius. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and to get in touch with us by writing into us at connect@10leaves.ae. Do also visit our website at www.10leaves.ae. Have a good day.